Good evening.
Good evening.
That's great. I love that. Let's try that again now. Good evening.
Good evening.
I feel special. Thank you. Lively group, but a great group of people, which we'll be introducing in just a minute. We really appreciate you being here. We appreciate all you do, and thank you for being here. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, April 1st, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tommy Foster from the Harmony Community Baptist Church, after which I'll have the honor of leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and pledge.
Shall we pray? Almighty God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for every breath of life. Thank you for our great nation, the United States of America. We pray for our leaders in Congress and Senate and all the administration, for our president. We pray for our state leadership, our governor, and all of those who hold high positions in the state. We pray for our city. We pray for our council members. We pray that you'd be with all of those that serve our city in various capacities. We thank you for their labor of work, and we thank you for the people of our city. We thank you, Lord, that as we look to you, that you look to us, and we pray tonight that you would just guide the council members into wise decisions as they seek your leadership and seek your guidance. You've always taught us in your word, the Bible, that when we seek you, you're the truth, and you'll never lead us astray. And we thank you for that. So thank you, Father, for bringing us together tonight to look at the business for our city. For this we pray in the name of a loving Father who's the shepherd of our life. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. A city, there's a difference between a city and a community. A city is, in most cases, a formal entity that exists, that has government and brings people together on a legal basis. A community is an entity where people come together to help each other, to lift each other up, to build each other, and really to make a place worth living. I love the fact that Mesa has a city, but it really is a community. And this community is demonstrated by the many people, hundreds, thousands of people who give literally tens, if not hundreds of thousands of hours of service. They volunteer. They give their time. They give their talents. They give their money for the betterment of their community, to help their neighbors, to lift up those in need, or to create opportunities for others. We have the opportunity tonight to recognize many of those, certainly not all, but many of those who have given service to our community, and we are so very grateful for the investment you've made in Mesa. You're the difference maker. We can do things like provide police and fire service, but what we can't do is provide the heart and soul of a community. That's what you do. That's what neighbors do. That's what neighborhoods do. So I'm going to turn it over now to Michelle Alves, who's our volunteer coordinator, who will talk about the formal part of how we bring volunteers together and how we hopefully create opportunities and match them with those who are willing to fill those needs and give service. So, Michelle.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The Corporation for National Community Service is a federal agency that engages more than 4 million Americans in service throughout programs like Senior Corps and AmeriCorps, and leads President Obama's national call to service, United We Serve. The Corporation for National Community Service, CNCS, connects volunteers throughout Mesa with meaningful and enriching opportunities to meet our community's critical needs. Over 550 CNCS participants are serving at nearly 50 sites in Mesa during the current program year. Mayors across the country will participate in a National Day of Recognition on April 9th to highlight the impact of national service in their cities and to thank those who serve. As part of the Mayor's Day of Recognition, Mayor Scott Smith would like to take the opportunity today to recognize all the contribution national service members from the following organizations play in our community. We invite the representatives from the following programs and organizations to join Mayor Smith up front at this time to accept certificates of honor for their service in our community. Kathy Grosso, representing the AmeriCorps members serving at Helen's Hope Chest. Denise Venerable, representing AmeriCorps members serving at Save the Family Foundation of Arizona. Alex Bakke, representing the AmeriCorps Vista members serving at Stardust Building Supplies. Dwayne Oaks, representing the AmeriCorps members serving through the MCC Compact Serving Corps program. Dr. Edward Leach, representing the Senior Corps members serving with East Valley Adult Resources. Rhonda Hollis, representing the Senior Corps members serving through the Senior Companion program. Rhoda Johnson is representing the Senior Corps members serving through the Foster Grandparent Program. Thank you for your contributions of time and talent to help build a better Mesa.
Would now like to turn the time over to Tina Rogers.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm Tina Rogers with the City of Mesa Human Resources Office, and now we'd like to also recognize the volunteers that come out and help each one of our individual departments. The City of Mesa is grateful to the hundreds of volunteers who give of their time and talents each year to the city. They provide service in a variety of roles in many of our city departments, and just a few examples. Within our police department, we have volunteers in police service, or VIPs. They assist in many areas of the police department, ranging from victim assistance, forensic services, and patrol support. In our Parks and Rec department, Red Mountain High School's Club Diversity, they assist with busing tables at holiday breakfast, cleaning parks, playground equipment, and they're the go-to volunteers for Mesa Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Volunteers at the Arizona Museum for Natural History and the Arizona Museum for Youth Assist. And we have some here today.
Please, please, please. Are we going to have to remove you from the chambers? I'll tell you.
They assist the staff at special events and even help to install exhibits. The fire department volunteers include the bilingual assistance team, fire connectors, special events volunteers, grief support volunteers, the home safety inspection program, and the community emergency response team. Neighborhood outreach volunteers serve at numerous special events throughout the year, including the MLK and 9/11 Days of Service, Global Youth Service Day, Building Strong Neighborhood Initiatives, and the Southwest Ambulance Arizona Celebration of Freedom. In our city's Information Technology Department, volunteers also assist the GIS team in projects. Volunteers at Falcon Field do ramp checks at the airport, and they do research and assist with special projects. The Mesa Arts and Crafts Festival, or the MACFest, has many volunteers that assist with the event on the first and third Saturdays of each month. In addition, the city The volunteers in the city prosecutor's office work closely with victims of misdemeanor crimes. They assist with order of protection, and they can support victims in court if they need. And these are just some of the examples of the many different roles that the volunteers serve in our department and our city departments. In 2012, volunteers donated 233,644 hours of service to the city of Mesa. We have volunteers that range in age from as young as 12 years old up to 80 and 90 years old. We encourage anyone who's interested to sign up. We do have a new online system that provides easy access. It makes it easier to search for openings based on areas of interest, length of time commitment, as well as the number of volunteers. The website that you can access the volunteer page at is www.mesaaz.gov/volunteer. Thank you.
Thank you, Tina. That was 644 hours, huh? Darn it, if we just stayed another hour, we could have rounded it up. I'm sorry. Wish I'd have stayed there. Thank you. And if I could, most of the people here today are volunteers. And I know that today I signed, and it was the greatest writer's cramp I've ever had, because I spent, I won't say how long, signing certificates of appreciation for volunteers. It was a wonderful thing to do, because every single one of the names and the people behind those certificates were more than deserving for not only the certificate, but for our thanks and the community's thanks. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I'd like all of those who are here because you're a volunteer, please stand right now. That's one way to get a standing ovation. Stand up yourself. And once again, these volunteers represent literally thousands of hours and thousands of people who do it. As a matter of fact, this is special enough that, and we just don't hand these things out. It's not easy, as I hear often from people who want a proclamation, to get a proclamation in the city, because we save it for special occasions. And one of the privileges I've had is to declare April 9th, 2013, and as Michelle talked about, the National Service Recognition Day. It's something that cities around the country are participating in, and it's just one small way that we can thank our volunteers for all that they give. So here, see, it's an actually official, with an official signature on it, or a seal on it, thank you, and a signature. So thank you to all the volunteers. Appreciate you. Thank you. There's a lot of other good things going on in our city, and we'd like to turn the time over to Mr. John Wesley, our planning director, who will talk to us about another exciting thing going on. John?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Council, it's a pleasure to address you this evening on this topic. The month of April has been designated by the American City Planning Director Council and the American City Quality Foundation, along with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, National League of Cities, and other organizations, as American City Quality Month. During this month, we want to take some time to recognize the important work that does happen in our communities to plan for, design for, and prepare for the future growth and development of our communities and making our communities better and more healthful places to live. During this month, in particular, we're asking citizens of our community to look for and find ways to volunteer and participate in the community and to help share their ideas with what we can do to become an even better community. More specifically, here in Mesa, during this month, this times out very well for us because we are currently in the process of updating our city's general plan. We've been working on this for approximately 6 months now, going out into the public, gathering ideas and information about what our citizens think is important for us as a community, where they'd like to see us go. We've started to synthesize those ideas along with things we've learned from other places, such as the IMESA process, from our review of our existing general plan with the various city departments and looking at state statute requirements. And based on that review, we are now ready and have started going out to the public to present those ideas that we've developed of where we think we want to go as a community, and started to get feedback on those ideas. We held two of those meetings last week, had good turnout from our citizens. We appreciate those that took time last week to come out and visit with us. We're holding two more of those meetings this week. One is tomorrow night at the Utilities Building, starting at 6:30. and one on Thursday night down at Crescent Crown on Broadway, again starting at 6:30, and two more next week, so citizens can come out and share their thoughts and ideas about making Mesa a better community. Find out more information about these meetings and about what we're doing overall with our general plan process by visiting our website. This is mymesa.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
.org or .gov?
.org.
.org. Okay. Awesome. Okay, you can clap now. All right. And once again, in commemoration of this event, this process, really, which is very important, we not only have the wonderful little buttons here that we talk about, this is my Mesa, and that's more than a slogan. That really is what it is. We have the opportunity to truly participate in defining the kind of Mesa that that if we're not, certainly our kids, grandkids, great-grandkids are going to live in, and that's really important. And so it was my honor and privilege to declare April 2013 as American City Quality Month, and once again, we have this, and afterward, we'll take a picture together if you want.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you, John. We'll now proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is the consent agenda, and tonight, the consent agenda will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Chiba Hut, 1710 West Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase one replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicle for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase two replacement medium-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase three replacement light-duty pickup trucks, one for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities, two for the Solid Waste Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund and the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase three replacement medium-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase nine replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase 12 replacement light-duty pickup trucks, two for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities, one for Transportation, eight for Engineering, and one for Police. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase 57 Police Patrol SUVs for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund for 29 replacement vehicles and from the Capital General Fund for 28 new vehicles. Item 4J, act on three-year term contract for emergency vehicle equipment and installation services for police patrol vehicles as requested by Fleet Services. Item 4K, act on three-year term contract for systems furniture and design and installation services for business services supporting citywide use. Item 4L, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for supplies for the Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4M, act on three-year term contract for wireless hearing-impaired smoke alarms, battery-operated smoke alarms, and lithium batteries for Fire and Medical Services Home Safety Inspection Program. This purchase is 80% funded by the FEMA to Firefighter Grant and 20% funded by a city match for Fire and Medical Services. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase new digital microwave radios and interfaces for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4O, act on three-year term contract for asphalt seal coat materials for the Transportation Department. Item 4P, act on three-year term contract for slurry seal application services for the Transportation Department. Item 4Q, act on contract to purchase a replacement ion chromatograph for the Water Resources Department's compliance laboratory. Item 4R, act on contract to purchase two replacement magnetic drive centrifugal pumps for the Southeast Water Reclamation Plant. Item 4S, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for deep well and well pump maintenance and repairs for the Water Resources Department. Item 4T, act on contract to upgrade traffic signal cabinets and controllers. Funding is available from a congestion mitigation and air quality federal grant, as well as 2008 street bonds. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Emergency Management for emergency planning and other services for municipalities. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a grant contract with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to conduct environmental assessments of the Buckhorn Baths property. Item 6A has been continued to the April 15th council meeting. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance to amend various sections of the Mesa City Code to comply with the Arizona National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit requirements and to adopt the drainage design manual for Maricopa County erosion control. And item 8A, act on ordinance to amend various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, is there any request from the public to remove any items from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Summers to approve the consent agenda and a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 and the motion is carried. The next item on the agenda is to conduct a hearing and take action on the following minor general plan amendments, GP minor 13-01. Ms. Crocker, it's the first time I've done that. Habit, I'm sorry. Ms. Mickelson, any request to speak on this?
No request, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. We now are looking at item 9A, GP minor 1301, the 1200 through 1300 blocks of North Chrisman Road, located north of Brown Road on the east side. This is a minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation from low density residential 0-1 acre dwelling units per acre to low density residential 1-2 dwelling units per acre. Entertain a motion on item 9A. We have a motion by Councilmember Higgins. Is there a second? Second by Councilmember Glover. Are there any questions or comments?
Mayor.
Yes, okay. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention how well the developer had worked with the city and the neighbors to come up with a plan that everyone was happy with. A very walkable neighborhood, accessible to things on the corner that they didn't have to be accessible to, but they really did a nice job at building a walkable, integrated neighborhood. So we're very happy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 and the motion carries. The next items, 9B, 9C, and 9D are all related to the same property. And if there's no, objection, we'll consider this in a single motion. Item 9B is annexing the land located north of the northeast Brown and Chrisman Rows, the same parcel of land. Item 9C is Z13-10, which is zoning the rezone from Maricopa County R135 to City of Mesa RS35. And item 9D is 1311, which is rezoned from RS35 to RS15 PAD. So it's a step zone from county to city, equivalent city to the final zoning. We have a motion by, have a second.
You can't do it. It doesn't
you
like
can't
me.
Do it. Okay. Council Member Higgins, would you like to?
I'd like to move.
Okay. We have a motion from Council Member Higgins on items 9B, 9C, 9D, a second by Council Member Summers. Are there any questions or comments? Any discussion? Please vote. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is 7-0. They're coming in. Wait a second. Wait, hold it. We're just now getting the results from Washington State. The polls are ready to close in Alaska. I messed it up when we started with Crocker. Oh, there we go. Okay, now vote again. And you're absent, according to this. Well, we know that Dean is physically here, but apparently this is making some judgment The vote is 7-0, and the motion carries. Ms. Mickelson, is there any request to speak from the public?
Did you hear request, Mayor?
Okay. We have a motion adjourned from the Vice Mayor. Second, Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.